excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
And top of the morning to you, Melissa Mako. So welcome to St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Carl O'Demasi.
Carl O'Demasi,
Carl
I'll take
O'Demasi
it.
Or Carl McDemasi. How about that?
Carl McDemasi,
yes,
okay,
Carl
okay.
McDemasi.
So we got Melissa Makos.
Sure, Melissa O'Makos.
O'Makos.
That sounds better.
But anyway, good morning, Savannah and Low Country, and welcome to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3. Now go over the bridge and tune into 92.7 in Hilton Head Island. Great to be here, and it's all on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. Well, we got power. We're ready to go.
We are ready to go. We're downtown Savannah at the Green Fire Pizza. I ate here yesterday for the first time, and one word. Delicious.
Delicious.
It's amazing.
It's delish.
It's delish. It's oh delicious, so to speak. Yeah, Carl, lots of activity going on down here. We hear the helicopters overhead. Vice President
Security
Pence coming into town. We've got Pee Wee Pig in the house.
Hey, stop by. Come see us at Green Fire Pizza right here, 226 Drayton Street. We got Pee Wee the Pig. Take a picture with him. We got a lot of swag.
We got swag stuff we all get.
We got beads. We got T-shirts. We got, hey, have fun. What is it? Fun game with you.
It's like Cards Against Humanity or Fun with Friends or it's Bud Light with Friends.
There you go.
So it's a card game.
I guess we got to open up. Maybe we'll play it in
okay,
a second.
We'll play. I'm drinking my coffee. I'm still recovering
a little
from
under the weather.
Being sick. So, you know, I will not be partaking in adult beverages.
On St. Patty's Day?
No. I'm a good girl.
Well, you just gave out a T-shirt. Someone wants to bring you a nice mimosa.
Oh, hopefully it's non-alcoholic because antibiotics and alcohol don't mix very well. But, yeah, it's good to be here.
You can't miss us. We're under the ESPN tent right in front of Green Fire Pizza. We're a block away from the parade. Come on over. Say hello. We got enough stuff to give out to everybody.
Absolutely. We're right across from McDonough's. We've got a lot of activity going on at McDonough's. We're about a block off the parade route. We're a block away from Chippewa Square. And a block away from where the security zone is for Vice President Pence.
So if you don't want to be in a security zone, just come right over here and say hello to us.
Yeah, absolutely. We're here.
All right. So what are we going to talk about today?
Sports. Can we please talk about some sports?
But it's St. Patty's Day.
Well, there's a lot of sports that the Irish play. Oh, basketball. Oh, hockey.
How about rugby?
Rugby, yes.
That's what we're going to start off right after we get introduced you and we go off the top here. Our first guest will be from the Savannah Shamrock Rugby Club, the president and the captain, Matt Midget. They went undefeated and they won the 39th annual Savannah Shamrock Rugby Tournament last weekend.
I love when it stays local.
It stays local, and he'll give us all that. So that's Matt Midget. So what we're really doing is a follow-up. Melissa was under the weather last week. It was coaching me and Coach Russell DeMasi, and we had Matt Midget on. He was telling us about the 39th annual Savannah Shamrock Rugby Tournament, 85 teams strong.
That's amazing.
11 divisions.
And they're from all over the world, aren't
all
they?
All over the world, love all it. Over the country. Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Little cheeseheads.
Well, you know, those Packer fans, they can have their cheese.
And I know you're excited about this one. Last week, Melissa called in under the weather, but we talked about, I don't know how many people know this, we got March Madness. We got a lot of Cinderella stories already. Number one finally goes down in 165 games last night. But anyway, to make a long story short, I don't know how many of you guys know that there's a CrossFit championship, a CrossFit Open that goes on throughout the United States, five rounds, and they're trying to get to the CrossFit, the Reebok 2018 CrossFit Open.
Yeah, and it's worldwide. So you've got people competing from all over the world. And this week it was 18.4. So we're in week four of the CrossFit Open. And a certain number of people that may qualify for the CrossFit Regionals. And if you qualify during the CrossFit Regionals, then you go to the CrossFit Games. Now, I think at this point I'm 100,085th. Maybe in my division, so it's not likely, but it's really a good time, and we're going to bring on a CrossFit guest, one of my dear, dear friends who I played college softball with, Laura Thompson, and she is in the Masters division, which is ages 40 to 44, and she is on the brink of qualifying for the regionals, and her goal is to qualify for the games.
She's 89th in the world.
Yes.
In the world.
In the world, yes.
10th in the Northeast up there in Massachusetts land.
Yes.
Second in Massachusetts, and 61st overall in the United States.
Yeah, she's amazing, and, you know, just talking to her, and she's inspirational. She's a mom of three kids, a three-year-old, a five-year-old, and a seven-year-old. So don't you tell me that people don't have enough time to go work out and get their workout on. But yeah, CrossFit's amazing. I haven't done 18.4 yet, Carl. I've been really sick. So I'm hoping to do the workout on Sunday. You have basically Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday till 5 o'clock Pacific time to get your workout in and put your scores in. I don't expect to be doing very well on the Sunday when I do it, but I'm looking forward to it. It's a rough workout. Each week it gets harder and harder.
And then we'll finish the first game, which is roughly about 9:45. We'll take two trending topics in the world of sports, one national, one local, and talk about it. So we'll turn two with the coach and coach because we play two games here. First hour, 9 to 10. Second hour, 10 to 11. Second hour. We're going to bring on, in the second quarter of the second hour, we're going to bring on our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. But it's not really an athlete of the week. It's the head coach of the Class 3A state champion, Saucy Johnson Lady Adam Smashers. We'll have Brandon Lindsay coming on. And then we're going to bring in another guy. I mean, this is special. And you know this guy. You love this guy. Last weekend, he had the pleasure of doing the play-by-play for Georgia Southern Baseball. And while he was out in Southern Miss at the University of Southern Mississippi,
yes.
We had a local kid on the mound.
Stevie Powers.
And Frank Silkowski, the big guy, also works with Georgia Southern. He's from WJCL. He got a chance to call the play-by-play, and I listened to the whole game. It's just something special when you guys, which you were in the TV world, you see these kids grow up right in front of you,
yeah.
High school baseball, high school football, and they go on and the kid struck out 11 Georgia Southern Eagles. How special is that when you watch them grow up, you cover them in the news, then you get to call their game?
It's amazing. And it either, A, can make you feel old, or it's special.
You think Frank feels old?
No, definitely not. He can't be older than 21, right? But yeah, I've known Stevie Powers, and I've known the Powers family pretty much since I moved to Savannah. Her other daughter, Maddie, great pitcher, great athlete, just a great family. And yeah, that's really awesome to see Stevie doing so well at Southern Miss. And of course, for Frank to be able to call that game has to be special.
Well, you and Frank can have a lot of fun with that. So, all right, let's get to the local news. What's going on? We are your flagship station for Atlanta Hawks basketball, Atlanta Braves baseball. Only 11 days to go, Melissa. 11 days.
Opening
Sorry,
day.
12 days.
Opening day.
12
yes,
days. Opening
yes.
day. We're your flagship station for Atlanta Falcon football, and of course UGA football right here, the red and black bleed right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hillnet. Yes, of course the Hawks, they're in last place, 20-49. They lost on Thursday to the Charlotte Hornets, 129-117. Dwight Howard came back and did a number on them. They take on the Bucks tomorrow night in the ATL. Well, they take on the Bucks tonight in the ATL at 6 p.m. Pro baseball spring training. Yesterday, Pittsburgh beat the Braves 9-4. They play today against St. Louis, but it's only spring training. Local colleges, you got baseball going on over at Tiger Field. The Tigers will take on, at Savannah State, the Tigers will take on Florida A&M. Doubleheader starts at 1. They'll play the third game on Sunday. The softball team is 4-11. They'll play Wednesday at home against Maryland Eastern Shore. What about SCAD, Melissa? Unbelievable.
I'm loving the SCAD Bees than the Lady Bees because they're ridiculous.
They're ranked all over the place.
And they don't get enough love. And I love them because they're ranked in the country.
We're giving them some love.
Yes, we definitely give them love. We love the Bees.
Here's your SCAD Bees breakdown. The men's lacrosse team jumped 4 spots. They're number 5 in the lacrosse rankings in the 2018 NAIA Men's Lacrosse Coaches Poll. The SCAD women are still in first place. They've been in first place the whole season. They claim 7 first place votes and 82 total points. The SCAD women's tennis team is currently ranked 4th, so we got a lot of good things going on over at the Savannah College of Art and Design. Local guys playing golf. The PGA Champions Tour, Gene Sowers last week tied for 22nd at 3-under at the Toshiba Classic in California. He's got the week off. Brian Harman made the cut, 1-under at the PGA Arnold Palmer Invitational, but he's in there. He made the cut again. Brian Harman, one of the top golfers in the world now. Don't forget, March 26th, we bring back pro golf to the 912 area to Savannah at the Landings. It's a 2018 web.com tour. The Savannah Championships is going to be played at the Landings Club, the Deer Creek Course, March 26th to April 1st.
I love it. I love having professional golf here. I miss having the Liberty Mutual Legends of Golf at the Weston Riverfront. What is that golf course called?
Savannah Harbor.
Savannah
Harbor.
Oh, yes. That's a beautiful place.
So
I'm glad we're having it back, and it's in the Landing.
Which is just
awesome.
A beautiful
yeah.
golf course, too.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry, I'm a little distracted. There's so many people. There's so much
now
rain.
They're starting. When we got here at 7, well, I got here at 7 o'clock. I was the only one here.
This is
me,
awesome.
Myself, and I. Now everybody's here.
I love it.
So.
I love the people in green and people in more green.
Come on by. We got a lot of T-shirts. We got some card games. We got some beads. Just come by and say hi. We're at 226 Drayton Street. We're at Green Fire Pizza.
Green Fire Pizza.
And it was delish yesterday.
It's so good. So
Melissa
good.
Had it yesterday. All right, high school, early baseball rankings. Okay, in Class A, private school, Savannah Christian is third. Calvary Day School lost their first game in the country day yesterday. They're ranked sixth. In Double A, BC's number three. And 6A, Richmond Hills number eight. In soccer, on the boys' side, Arts Academy number four, Windsor Forest number six. On Tuesday, Windsor Forest beat the Arts Academy 1-0, so that's going to change. BC is number two. Country Day is number six. On the girls' side,
Savannah Arts is number five. In Double A, St. Vincent's Academy is numero uno. That's number one. And in single A, we got Country Day number five, and Calvary is number eight. A lot of teams in the top 10. I love it.
This is something you're going to be excited about. In the Georgia High School State Association Air Rifle Regionals, this is Region 3A. St. Vincent's did it again. They finished third, so they go into the sectionals. And who did they beat? Benedictine and Brunswick, all male teams.
All male teams, yes. I actually have one of the rifle team members from St. Vincent's. She takes my spin class. We got to get her on.
We are. I mean, that's our goal.
Let's bring her on. Yes.
Let's find out all about it. So the Saints will host the first round of the Georgia High School State sectionals in air rifle next week, the week of March 26th. Well, Melissa, we're back on the air. We got a guest waiting, so we're going to talk a little Shamrock Rugby. Savannah Shamrock Rugby with the man himself, the president, the captain, the man that's been doing it for a long time, and that's Matt Midget. You're listening to
The Coach
and Makos.
Savannah Hilton Head.
Right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
Now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio with Melissa Makos.
And happy St. Patrick's Day in Savannah, Georgia. I'm the coach. I'm sitting right here at Greenfire Pizza with my new sidekick, Melissa Makos. It's the Coach of Makos, heard every Saturday morning right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. Well, you know, you wanted to talk Irish things? Well, let's talk about rugby.
I love rugby. We had a rugby team at Boston College.
Yeah, and how'd you do?
Oh, I didn't play.
Why not?
I was on scholarship for softball, and we weren't allowed to play other sports.
Well, we did have a college division here last week at the Savannah Shamrocks Rugby Tournament.
Oh, I love it. Was Boston College here?
I don't think we had Boston College here.
Okay.
We did. We had... We had eight women's college teams, and I think we had 12 men's college teams. There were quite a few from the area, but I don't think Boston College himself came.
All right, I'm going to need to get on BC to.
Guest, okay?
Oh yes, because, yes.
He is live on right here. We're doing a live remote at Greenfire Pizza at 226 Drayton Street, right across from McDonald's, right behind Chippewa Square. Come on over. We got free swag. Well, this is a follow up from last week. Last week I had a recording because this man was running the whole tournament. He's the president of the Savannah Shamrocks Rugby Club. He's also the captain of the team. So we recorded it. And I really don't do much follow ups. And I said, what a great idea! St. Patty's Day. Matt's going to be downtown, and it's going to be a great job. So joining us now live right here on remote at Greenfire Pizza is Matt Midget. Matt, always a pleasure having you on, and we've never done this before. We've always done the intro, but never the follow-up.
Yeah, that's right. We've recorded some stuff in the past for some of our games. You're always on Saturday morning, and we're usually out there playing either in Daffin Park or on the road in Atlanta playing.
So, what a great tournament. The Savannah Shamrocks won their own tournament, the 39th annual. The club's been in existence for 40 years. They didn't have a tournament the first year. They did it after the first year. So it's 39 strong. A lot of media were putting 40. You know that.
Yeah, we saw it. Any publicity is good publicity. So no reason to correct them. I know the TV station was out there getting a lot of good film and had us on the nightly news both nights. And some guys were pretty excited to see some highlights from the game.
Well, I usually don't take any kudos here, but I've been following you for 7 years. At least you're always on the radio. You know that.
That's right. I've always been on the radio ever since I've known you.
So it's been a lot of fun. We had 11 different divisions, 85 teams. We had 11 winners. And like I said, the Savannah Shamrocks down media men's rugby and the Virginia Rugby Football Club Saturday by sizable margins, 45-5. And on Sunday, they won the tournament and they beat, who'd you beat? Wisconsin?
Actually, the game against Wisconsin was the game we won 45-5. On Saturday, our first game was against media. They're from kind of just outside the Pittsburgh area. Really tough, close game. They're a really good Division II team. And then we beat the Virginia Rugby Football Club, which was kind of a gathering of a few guys, mostly from the Richmond, Virginia area. And they were a very hard-hitting team. That was probably our toughest game of the tournament. Kind of came down to the last 5 minutes. And when we won that, the guys really went out and wanted to show that we could win the whole our division. There's the Premier Division, which is where we crown our grand champion. and that was Life University again this year. And then there's the open division that we play in, which is the next step down, and we were able to win ours against that Wisconsin team.
Matt, what does it mean to have this rugby tournament here in Savannah every year and to put on, not only put on a great show, but to win it?
To win it was a shock to me, to be quite honest. Our focus is really for that tournament is to put on a good show for all of the teams that come here. We draw teams from the Midwest, from the Northeast. We want to make sure that they come to Savannah, have a good time, get an opportunity to play good rugby. A lot of those teams are playing some of their first rugby of the year with the weather and everything the way it is up there. So they come down, they love it. All of our team, our men's and our women's teams, we volunteer real hard to make sure that that tournament works. But to be able to do that this year and the men's team also win was a pleasant surprise. And the guys, I mean, they really played hard, probably some of the best rugby they've played so far this year. And we're right in the middle of our regular season, so it's a good time to start coming together.
If someone were to want to get involved in rugby, do you have to have experience? Or what would you recommend for somebody that has no experience with rugby and might not even really understand what it is all about?
I'd recommend to give it a try. I mean, to be honest, I don't think any of us grew up watching it on TV or understanding the game in any way. I mean, in this country, you can give any kid a baseball glove and they kind of understand the concept of that sport just because of how much they've watched it, how much their friends and family have participated in it. With rugby, you really kind of got to get out there and give it a try. We practice every Tuesday and Thursday. Right now, we're practicing over, back in Forsyth Park near the basketball courts and the tennis courts. The ladies are over on the tennis court side and the guys are over on the basketball court side. We practice at 6 o'clock every Tuesday and Thursday. Coming out and just trying, it's really the only way to figure it out, I think.
Is there a mixed gender team?
No, so we don't play co-ed.
Okay, co-ed, that's what the word I was looking for.
Yeah, but we so there are some people who play a version, like a two-hand touch version of rugby. We don't do that here. We just go full out, regular rugby and full contact and everything, but there's a men's and a women's team.
Awesome.
All right, well, let's give some shout-out to the ladies. I mean, they went 1-1-1 in the tournament, so let's talk a little about the ladies.
Yeah, they played really well. They came out hard early in the morning on their first game. They won a tough game, played really well. Later on in the day, the second game was the one that they lost, but they're really coming together pretty well. This is, for them, this is probably going to be their last season playing outside of a league. We anticipate next year they'll be back in the USA Rugby's Division II. And so it's a good tune-up for them. It's good for them to get as many games as they can. Sometimes it's hard when you have to schedule your games and everybody else is in a league, and they don't want to take a week off and turn it into another tough match against our girls. But they've been on the road a lot. They went all the way to Asheville, North Carolina, and played a rugby game. They go to Eno River in North Carolina and play. So when you're not in a league, it's tough because you're kind of always on the road trying to find a game where you can get one. And so the tournament is really good for them to be able to play at home. Bring a lot of teams down here. And sometimes when you're new to the game, it's playing it, and then as soon as your game's over, you can watch other people do it, and you start picking up on maybe what you're not doing right and learning things from other clubs just watching them.
I mean, it sounds great. You're listening to the Coach of Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. We're live at Greenfire Pizza right here in the heart of what's going on here, as it has for 192 years.
That's a long time.
It's a long time. St. Paddy's Day. We're talking to Matt Midget, the president and captain of the Savannah Shamrocks Rugby Club. All right, well, you know, people don't follow you as much as I do, and I only started following this. I mean, I've watched rugby growing up. I mean, watched all the sports and the agony of victory, you know, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And some of those rugby matches were pretty intense. I mean, it's a big part of Savannah, Georgia. Now, you guys play in the Georgia Rugby Union, right? And it sounds like, you know, you had a tough time last year. You got to the finals. You didn't win. But there's no respect for you guys. Why?
It's tough. I think a lot of people I mean, you guys are definitely helping out. I think a lot of people don't know that we're here. And sometimes, I mean, every year we come across, every home game we play, we come across a couple people who walk down the park and notice it happening and don't know what it is, didn't know we were doing it. And if they did know that it was going on, didn't know that Savannah had a team. So it's growing, though. We're getting more publicity, and so that's always good, and more people are interested in what we're doing.
Matt, what if somebody wants to get involved, where can they go to check out maybe a schedule or to contact you in terms of, I do want to get involved. This is something I'm interested in.
So we have a website. It's www.rugbysavannah.com.
Okay.
That's got all the information. Both the men's and the women's schedules are there. We update it with any kind of practice information or in the event the practice location has to change. We always keep that up there. We got a pretty strong presence on Facebook and everything like that. Have a big group page and everything like that. We post a lot of up-to-date information and things like that. So those two resources are the easiest way to kind of find out information.
And is there like a tryout or just come whenever?
It's really come whenever.
Okay.
The season, we play year-round. Currently, right now, is the time where we're in the Georgia Rugby Union official season, and that will run until the United States National Championship is always the first weekend in June. But as soon as that's over, we move into the sevens version of rugby for the summer. That's the kind of rugby that's now brought back into the Olympics since the Rio Games. And then as soon as that's over in the fall, we play a friendly schedule. So we're really fortunate with the weather here. We play year-round.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, Matt, it's always a pleasure. I love talking about rugby, and I'm glad. Well, from now on, this is our tradition now. We talk the week before, and we talk the week after to let people know. I just have one quick question. This is the first time I ever heard of you guys winning a tournament. Has it happened before?
So I don't think that the Savannah Shamrocks have ever won either the Open. I know we've never won the Premier Division. I think this is the first time that we've ever won the Open Division. In the past, our goal is always to fill out whatever bracket needs filling out. So we have a few times in the past won the Social Division. Our Old Boys team has won the Old Boys Division in the past. But I think this is the first time we've ever won the Open Division.
Well, great job. A lot of fun. And I know you're going to have fun down here. And I know you got to jump on a float for the parade, don't you?
That's right. Heading over there right now. Look out for us in the parade. We'll be the group of folks running around with rugby balls.
Once again, congratulations. Great job, and always a pleasure.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Matt. Nice to meet you.
Great sport. Always a lot of fun.
Carl play?
No, I got no knees. You don't remember that.
I'm trying to get Carl a little
I'd love to play with the old boys. As soon as I get my knees fixed, I got to give some of this stuff a try. I'm telling you, I finally skied after 57 years last year, so I got to try some of this other stuff instead of the American football, basketball, baseball, whatever it may be. Well, we're going to go one step further. Now we're going to go into another sport that people don't follow a lot, and that's CrossFit. CrossFit has their own national tournament going right now. It's called the 2018 Reebok CrossFit Open. We're going to talk to a special lady. She's ranked high in the United States, and it's going to be right here. We had a recorder, but you'll be listening to Laura Thompson, CrossFit participation in the CrossFit Open. You're listening to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. Cody.
Now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio with Melissa Makos.
And top of the morning to you, and welcome to the Coach of Makos right here. We're doing a live remote at Green Fire Pizza. Come on down. We heard, I didn't taste it. Melissa tasted it yesterday. She said it was delish. Come on down. They'll open up at 11 o'clock. They'll have a lot of alcoholic beverages, adult beverages.
Adult beverages.
So come out and join us. And once again, St. Patty's Day. I mean, the mass of green, the people walking around. We got here, we were worried because we're one block off of Chippewa, diagonally across McDonough's. So stop by. Say hi. We got some swag left.
Stuff we all get.
So, but anyway, last week we talked about March Madness basketball. While people who do CrossFit or are into fitness are right now into the 2018 Reebok CrossFit Open Challenge, and Melissa has a great lady that she wants to talk about.
Yeah, Laura Thompson, Carl. Went to college with her, played Division I softball at Boston College, and she got into CrossFit about 4 years ago. And since she got into CrossFit, she has just exploded onto the scene, not just nationally, but worldwide. And her ultimate goal is to make it to the CrossFit Games, which means you have to qualify and be in the tops in your region. And Laura is well on her way to making it to the CrossFit Games. Really excited to talk to her. Like I said, she played D1 softball with me at Boston College, and she's a tremendous athlete, but an overall tremendous person. She's a mom. She's a wife.
Mom of three kids.
Yes, she works hard for her job, and she works hard in the CrossFit gym. So I'm really excited to hear from her.
Well, here we go. Melissa Makos and Laura Thompson.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, your history in athletics and your involvement in fitness.
First of all, I'm a mom of three little ones. I have a 7, 5, and 3-year-old. And I am very passionate about fitness, and it's a great way for me to kind of relieve stress and have fun at the same time. I always grew up an athlete. I grew up a gymnast for the first part of my life, and I also played softball, and I was a Division I softball player at Boston College. And
go BB!
And played left field. And so that was, you know, what I did for sports in college. And after college, I stayed active, but primarily just going through traditional gyms. I got into spinning for a little while. I ran a marathon. I always found new ways to just keep challenged and trying new things. But I really found my passion when I started with CrossFit. And so now I focus a lot of my time on CrossFit, and I have very high aspirations to compete at the CrossFit Games someday.
You're 42?
Correct.
Yes. So what I think is crazy is I'm going to be 42 next week, and I think a lot of people our age get nervous about doing something like CrossFit or joining CrossFit. Oh, I'm too old for that. What would you say to people that might be a little hesitant to get involved in a sport like CrossFit?
I think it's the best part of the sport is that it really, truly scales to everybody. You know, I work out every single day with people that are very different from me, some of which have never played a sport in their entire life. Some of them are injured. Some of them are significantly older than me. And all of us still get a workout. And so what that workout looks like for each person might look different, but everybody goes to just challenge themselves. And I think it's just inbred into that culture in CrossFit of come to be the best version of yourself. And it's not about competing with others. It's about competing with yourself. You know, I think for people that are intimidated by it, it's because they see people on TV and they presume that that's what it looks like inside the four walls of a CrossFit. And really, it's very, very different than that. And every movement can be scaled to the ability of the person doing it.
And what I absolutely love about you is what you had mentioned is that you're a mom. Not one, not two, but you have three kids. And obviously, you're able to balance being a mom, being a wife, having a job, and doing all of that, and training. And I know how hard you train. I mean, we've got your pictures out there on the website. And, I mean, you are a freaking beast. And so how do you manage the balance between momhood, work life, and workout life? How do you manage that balance?
Yeah, it's a lot, but I've learned to be really efficient with my time. So I do work out very early in the morning. I am at the gym by 4:45 in the morning. And some of that's because I put a lot more time into the gym than other people. But I am there early in the morning so that I can get my full workout in and still be home to get the kids breakfast and get them on the bus. Very rarely do I go back again, but sometimes if I do, I'll go back at the end of the day, you know, before their bedtime and then be back to put them in bed. So I think you learn to just be efficient with the time that you have. And as my kids have gotten a little bit older, I also try to bring them to the gym. Right. So we have a kids area in our gym, and I think it's great for my girls in particular to watch women, you know, being strong and being confident in who they are and working as adults even to be a better version of who we are. You know, I love that part of being a mom is inspiring my kids as well.
And I think part of your success also is your competitiveness and also the fact that you had those time management skills because we played softball in college and we knew that 5 minutes early was 5 minutes late. So
that's
how much did college and, you know, playing sports and being active help prepare you for life in general?
I think a lot. I mean, I think oftentimes about what are my strengths, even in the business setting, what are they and how did I get them? And I think about it because I want to make sure I instill some of those same things into my kids. And I think it's just the mentality of, you know, I know that the harder I work, the better I will be, right? And I also know that every moment of time matters. And so even when I'm in the gym, even if I have a two-hour block, how I spend that and what I spend it on is important. And I think growing up in sports helps you formulate that and experience it over time even in your, you know, younger years. And so for me, you know, I look back, you had said earlier, you know, softball, like we knew when practice was, we knew to be on time. We knew how long it was going to go. We knew if we worked as a team, we would win. Those things just kind of got drilled into us. And I've carried those through, I guess, as an adult as well.
And I want to talk about your job. You spent 20 years in corporate America, and I love, love, love this story because I know there's so many people out there who basically work to earn a paycheck, and you made that decision to follow your heart, and you did a complete turnaround with your career. Just talk a little bit about what you did in terms of your job.
Yeah. So I was the vice president of human resources at a Fortune 100 company. So my days were really crazy. I was up early. As I just mentioned, I fit my gym workout in and I worked all day and I crammed a lot into my life. But I really was at this point recently when I started to realize I was almost living for the weekend and I wasn't really living my life every single day. You know, I was rushing through life just to live for the weekend. And so I left my job back in August. And I took a little bit of time to really reflect on what I wanted to do in my life and what I wanted to build for myself. And so I ended up starting my own business out of the home, and I am loving it. So, I mean, first of all, it's in line with everything I love. It's with nutrition, it's with fitness, and it's with helping other people be better. You know, for me, I can remember going to my kids' events or going to read in the classroom, and I just had this feeling of guilt. Like, I should be back at work. I should be back at work, right? I always had my phone with me because someone might need me. And now I can be present, and I work really hard. I just do it when it works in my schedule. I still do go to the gym at 4:30 in the morning because I'm crazy.
I don't think that's crazy because I'm up at 4:30 as well. So I don't think that's crazy. You know, someone once told me, my good friend Jody Luther, that everybody has 24 hours in a day. It just depends how you want to spend it. Right now we are doing the open and you've done 18.4, 18.3, 18.2, and 18.1. The most recent workout is 18.4 for the CrossFit Open, which was a crazy workout of, a benchmark WOD called Diane, 21-15-9, deadlift and handstand pushups. How did it go for you?
It went okay. I did it about 4 hours ago, and I'm already sore. It was a really tough workout, and it really tested my mental determination. I finish these workouts, and I sit and I write in a journal about what I learned from that workout. And one of the biggest things was your body can do a lot more than your mind thinks it can.
So right now, you're going for the Masters Regional, correct?
Correct. So for the Masters Division, there's an online qualifier, which is the top 200 in the world. So I'm sitting in the 40 to 44 division. There's a little over 19,000 athletes. And the top 200 will qualify for the online qualifier, which is a weekend in April, when they will give four additional workouts to all be done within a four-day period. And that will determine who goes to the CrossFit Games along with your open standing.
So and you were real close last year, right?
I came in 93rd in the world last year, so I'm really proud of that. It is close, I guess. It's also, I have a lot of respect for how great those 92 athletes are that are ahead of me. This year, I had a tough workout last week. I was sitting in 38. Now I'm sitting in 88. We'll see how it falls this week. The leaderboard shifts every single week, depending on the workout, of course. But, you know, this is another, for me, it's another developmental year for me and just training to be better. My goal is to get to CrossFit Games when I'm 45.
If you had one aspect of your world, of your life right now, that you would want to blast out to the world, what would it be?
The mindset you have as a person, and whether that means as a mom, as an athlete, as a professional, or just as a friend, right? The mindset that you have about everything is so critical to what happens in your future. And I think, you know, I've recently just come to realize that you know, when you set a vision for your life, whether, again, whether that's an athlete or whatever it is, right? If you're clear on that vision, you make decisions naturally that are in line with that vision you have for yourself. And I think oftentimes we shortchange ourselves on what we really can accomplish. And so for me, it would be, you know, set big goals for yourself, set a vision and what that means to you, right? And go get it.
That's awesome. Forrest, thank you so much. It was so awesome catching up with you. Totally appreciate you taking the time out because I know how packed your schedule is. Give your kids a hug for me, and we will definitely keep our eyes on you after 18.5 to see where you finish up, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
So, Carl, an amazing story. When I talked to her after our interview was over, I asked her, I said, you know, when did you turn the corner? When did you realize that you could be good at this and you could qualify? Because we don't really get into CrossFit to go to the games because that's just, it's not that it's unreachable, but it's so hard to do. And like Laura said, when you watch these athletes on TV, that's what we see. What you don't see is when you go to an average, ordinary, everyday CrossFit box, you see people like me. You see your average, ordinary person doing these workouts. And we know we're not going to the open. But Laura said that at one point she realized that she could be successful. And she just put all her cards in that. And she said, as soon as she said out loud, I want to go to the games, she said there was no going back.
What's amazing is if you go to the Carl Tomasi Sports Report Facebook page, you go to Melissa Mako's Facebook page, you go to our Twitter page, the KD Sports Report, the body on this lady is unbelievable. So defined, so and the lift, the intensity. But as she said, it started out just to get herself back in shape, but now it's a sport. It's something that she loves to do. And yeah, I know she said she had a bad week. She went from 38th to 89th. I'd like to be 380th. I mean, just the determination, the dedication. And with three kids, she gets up at 4:30, goes, works out, and then she comes home, makes lunch, get them on the bus, give them breakfast. Pretty special lady.
And, you know, when she found CrossFit at an amazing point in her life where, like she said, she was working for this Fortune 500 company, probably doing very, very well financially. Her husband does well financially, and she decides, she's like, I'm not happy. She got into CrossFit, discovered that she could, A, be good at it, and B, make a life out of it. And now she works for a company called Isagenix. I'm going to bring her back on, and we're going to talk about it and bring some of her people back on because she knows a lot of people that have been successful in the CrossFit world and have gone from, you know, zero to hero. And it's amazing. It's an amazing sport, and, you know, she's just an inspiration.
Just check it out, Melissa Mako's on Facebook. Check out mine on the Carl Tomasi Sports Report. I mean, this lady's unbelievable, and the people that we've got, that, well, not me, but Melissa, the athletes, and they are athletes, that she has brought on. It's an everyday athlete, an average athlete, but you know what? They're determined to make themselves feel better, look better, and live a longer life. All right, we got to get out of here because we're going to have no time to wrap up the first hour like we always do. You're listening to the Coach and Makos right here on
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
Now, more with the coach, Carl Tomasi, with Melissa Mankos on ESPN WSEG.
And happy St. Patty's Day, everybody. Welcome to the Carl Tomasi Sports Report. Of course, it's now the Coach and Mankos.
That's right.
We got a little feedback going back here. We got to work it out.
That's all right. It sounds good. We got our speaker going, and we've got all the green invading Savannah. It's lovely. I love it.
And we're live. We're doing a live remote at the Green Fire Pizza at 226 Drayton Street, and you had that for lunch yesterday.
I did. The pizza is absolutely delicious, and I'm from New Jersey, and I lived in Boston. Go Patriots! Yes? No?
We're Atlanta Falcons. We're Atlanta Falcons station.
Matt Ryan. I love Matt Ryan. Went to Boston College. So, but yeah, I had the pizza yesterday, and it is absolutely delicious. I am absolutely going to have lunch here today as well, and maybe dinner, and maybe breakfast.
Well, we should have had breakfast already.
Pizza for breakfast, Carl, is a thing.
Oh, cold pizza for breakfast is a great thing.
Yeah, it's amazing, and I'm sure this pizza is even just as good cold.
Well, you know, Dr. Seuss had green eggs and ham. Can we have green pizza in for St. Patty's Day?
I don't know. We got ham right here with Pee-wee the Pig, who's hanging out in his wagon, having a good time, taking pictures with the Savannah St. Patrick's Day party goers. So
stop on by.
Yeah, stop on by. See Pee-wee. He's not for food, though.
All right. This is where we usually turn to. We take two trending topics in the world of sports. We break it down. We give you our opinion about it. That's what's fun about this segment. But it seems like we never leave ourselves enough time.
We don't. But that's because we have awesome guests. And I love it.
We had Matt Midget on from the Savannah Shamrocks Rugby Club, who won their tournament last week, the 39th annual Savannah Shamrocks Rugby Club Rugby Tournament, which is big time here. 85 teams, 39 years strong. And now we're at the 192nd Savannah St. Patty's Day, where we got, people going crazy, and we brought on your friend Laura Thompson.
Yeah, Laura is a CrossFit queen. She works out in New England at CrossFit Resilience. And, you know, I wanted to mention that, you know, when you're going for the regionals and you're going for the games, there are different regions. And when you are in New England, that is one of the toughest regions. So for Laura to be where she's at right now, top 100, that's pretty impressive, because New England is one of the top regions when it comes to CrossFit.
I'm posing for my St. Patty's Day pictures.
I thought you were coming to take a picture with the pig.
Come on, but you wanted a picture with Carl. Tara Reese, one of our sales people for ESPN Savannah out here, she's full-blown Irish. She loves this day. She loves this weekend. And she's here taking out pictures. And thanks for getting us over here at Greenfire Pizza.
Yeah, this is awesome.
We're supposed to stretch out? Georgia.
You know
what?
We can talk about Georgia, because I'm pretty excited about Tom Crean coming to coach the UGA men's basketball team. You know, I used to follow him when he was over at Marquette, so I think that was a really good deal. I liked Coach Fox, but I think Crean is going to make some big moves at UGA.
Well, we're running out of time here. We got about a minute to go. Second hour, we got a little special guest coming in. We usually bring a top athlete that someone nominates, but we're bringing on the coach of this young ladies basketball team, the Saucy Johnson Lady Adam Smashes, who keep the title back here in Savannah, Georgia. Last year was your Beach Bulldogs.
That's right.
This year it's the Lady Adam Smashes. Brandon Lindsay's coming on, and we're going to talk to the big guy, Frank Silkowski, about what it means, you being part of that TV world for such a long time, and him being in and out, going there and seeing these young men, young women who you cover growing up here, be successful on the next level.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive to see some of our local athletes really do well at the collegiate level and at the professional level. You know, we've got Josh Reddick that's playing for, he played for the Red Sox.
Oh, and you played for the Red Sox, Oakland A's, now
he's
Houston.
Yes, at World Series champ. So it's really nice to see some of our local athletes do well at the next level.
And that was pretty special the other day when he's given the President of the United States a Houston Astros jersey.
Yeah, right. I know. That's pretty cool.
Attention listeners.
Well, I have just a day in the world, day in his job.
A day in the life of a professional athlete. Why not? So, we're professionals here.
Josh Reddick, it's just unbelievable story. Brad Stewart up at Georgia Tech. Stevie Powers at Southern Miss. I mean, we can go on
Brian
and on.
Brian Harmon.
Brian Harmon playing in a PGA. So. You were here for that.
I was here. Yeah, I covered him when he was at Savannah Christian.
All right, we got 10 seconds. Don't forget hour number two, game number two from 10 until 11 right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hillnet. It's the Coach and Makos. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We'll be right back.
This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hillnet.
And good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to the Coach and Makos, right here on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, all on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, 1400 AM, 104.3 FM, and now 92.7 over in Hiltonhead Island. Don't forget, we're also streaming at ESPNCoastal.com. We're on your smartphones at the ESPN mobile app, the TuneIn Radio app. We're all over the places. But Melissa, happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. I just had to adjust my St. Patrick's Day socks. They're a lot of fun. I've got my St. Patrick's Day gear on, my garb. I'm a little upset because the Rob Gronkowski green jersey that I ordered did not come in on time. I was trying to rival your Joe Namath jersey.
It's green. I didn't wear it because it was Joe Namath. I wore it because it was green. I have two green shirts. I have a T-shirt, which you don't like, which is from Notre Dame.
No.
And then, of course, I have a Jets jersey, which is green. Throwback 1969 when they were the world champions. The only time they were the world champions.
It's a pretty cool jersey. I'm not going to lie.
It's a throwback one.
I'm glad you wore that instead of Notre Dame. You know Notre Dame is my big rival with Boston College. So I got to be BC strong, Boston College strong. So, yeah, this is exciting. So many people down here. The parade is supposed to start here shortly, and I think it's going to be a little bit late.
Well, I don't know. We heard it was going to be a little bit late. Then I heard it's not going to be a little bit late. We're finding out. It's all based on when our vice president, Mr. Pence, gets here.
That's right.
I think it's pretty cool.
I wish I had that kind of clout. So
don't you think that's pretty cool?
Hold off a parade until I got there.
We got the vice president of the United States coming here. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. And I know a lot of people were upset because of the extra security and stuff. But, I mean, it definitely brings a lot of attention to Savannah. And I think, you know, even bad press is good press because our name is out there. So I think it's pretty cool.
And, once again, we're doing a live remote. So we're going to get a little publicity out here for Green Fire Pizza, which you ate here yesterday.
I did. And I'm a pizza snob. I'm not going to lie. I'm a pizza snob.
She's from Jersey. She's
from
Boston.
Jersey.
I'm from New York.
Exit 131A, yes. And I lived in Boston for a while. So, yeah, I'm definitely a pizza snob, and their pizza is second to none. I would definitely bring that home to mommy and daddy.
What exit are you from?
131A.
That's how they talk in Jersey.
Actually, they changed my exit. I guess they calculated wrong or added wrong or something.
They got rid of the jug handle?
Which one? The circles?
But anyway, we're here to talk about sports, and that's what we love to do. We're just going to talk about national local sports right now and some local news. Then we'll get into our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, but it's really not the Athlete of the Week. It's the whole team. We got the head coach from the Georgia High School State Association class.
Saul.
The class 3A girls basketball champions, Saul.
Saul C.
Johnson. Lady Adam Smashers. We're going to have on Brandon Lindsay. And then we're going to bring in, hopefully he can get on the phone. I think he's out there at the Air National Guard taking a picture of Mr. Pence, Frank Silkowski, because he did something neat last week. He got a chance to call Georgia Southern baseball. He fills in when the guys can't do it because they were doing basketball and on the mound for the Southern Mississippi Golden Eagles out there in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Was none other than the Benedictine, former Benedictine standout athlete, Stevie Powers.
Yeah,
that's got to be special when you watch this kid grow up and you can call his college game.
You know, and what's so cool about Stevie Powers is he could have gone to college and played football. Just a tremendous athlete. And to see how many, 11 strikeouts?
11 strikeouts.
11 strikeouts. Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
That's very, very impressive.
Yeah, and to be able to see these kids matriculate into, you know, from high school to college and then to the pros, like your son, like Dom DeMasi.
Dom DeMasi.
I mean, making it happen for the Cleveland Indians. We got to get him on the Yankees roster, though.
You're a magnet for firemen?
Yes, always. Absolutely. Yes, they want to take a picture with the pig.
No.
Oh, you want to take the pig in the parade.
I don't know about that. Oh. That's your baby there. She's had this little pig since he's a piglet, so I don't know if Pee-wee can go with you.
Yeah, Pee-wee was a small pig. He was about 1 pound. Yeah, we're alive. Yeah.
We're alive.
Montgomery County, Maryland Fire and Rescue.
Go Terps.
And District
Go
of... Terps. Oh, wow. Okay, Washington, D.C. in the house as well. Yeah. See, this is what's so cool about Savannah and the St. Patrick's Day Parade. It's the second largest St. Patrick's Day Parade
in the world.
In the United States or in the world?
I think in the United States.
Oh, yeah, we've got some Baltimore Orioles fans in the house. Some Terps in the house. We've got a ton of firefighters here. This is a big firefighter gathering. We're outside McDonough's. And these guys, you know, we know how hard these guys work. So they work hard. They play hard.
But they're not taking your pig.
No, you can't. I mean, you know, I'll be walking around with him. I'll be at the firehouse, Station 3, right over there with Pee-wee the pig and all those guys. So Pee-wee is a firehouse pig, that's for sure.
All right, let's get back to sports here.
Can we please talk about UVA losing?
Well, if you want to get to that.
I do.
All right, let's start right away.
Oh, my gosh.
March Madness. Cinderella story.
Cinderella.
First time in 165 games that the one plays 16 that the one goes down.
And name that team that beat them.
University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
There you go.
The Retrievers.
Yeah, the Retrievers. Who?
The Retrievers, that's what they call.
I know. I mean, I was happy with Buffalo winning.
You never knew about UMBC?
No.
Come on. You're a jock like me. You got to know all these teams.
I am a jock.
UMBC, the University of Maryland, Baltimore County Retrievers.
Well, isn't that like that one team that one year where we couldn't even pronounce their name, like Indiana IUPI?
Yeah, that was not. we can't get any. But just such a great game. And, you know, Virginia lost their sixth man.
Yes.
And, you know, Coach Bennett, the coach at Virginia, only rotated eight guys.
Yes.
When you lose one of your top eight players, it's pretty tough. And I thought they came out flat to start, but, the Retrievers, UMBC, came out really, really motivated.
You know, and they're going to blame having that sixth man being injured. But really, truly, if you were a starter, then I could understand. I get the whole six-man thing. I totally get it. But at the same time, you can't lose to a 16 seed. That's embarrassing.
Well, Coach Bennett was very, very remorseful, and he said you can't blame anything on what happened there last night. They came out. They put it to us.
They sure did.
They had four guards that could shoot from the outside. They shot 50% from three-point range.
That's
the Retrievers.
That's some LeBron James stats right there.
It's simply amazing. Just
yeah, that was fun. March Madness. I always fill out a bracket, and I hate it because I am terrible at it. I overanalyze.
Well, if you had Arizona, you're done. If you had Virginia, you're done. But I can tell you right now, I'm going to blow my bubble. I had Buffalo.
I did too.
I had Buffalo.
And one of them.
And I had who beat Wichita State? I had Marshall.
There you go.
Hey, University of Baltimore, Maryland County, buddy.
Yeah, we've got some firefighters here from Maryland that are excited about the Retrievers. It's a big upset.
They are. We're talking about them.
The first time that a 16 seed beats a number one seed. Oh, we got Jesse Blanco, eat it and like it here with his Miami gear on.
And look at you. We got Jesse Blanco right here, a former sportscaster, but he's not going to let you know that because he's too busy playing with food.
That's right. I don't blame him. Yeah, he's a big The U fan.
Hey, Jesse, love that show.
Yes, it's a great show. Eat it and like it. Jesse Blanco, one of the best shows, local television. He's a great guy.
Go Buffalo.
He is a University of Miami fan, and that busted my bracket.
Oh, he's walking down the street here with his Hurricane jersey on. And, you know, go you, the U.
The U. That's right. Yeah, March Madness is a lot of fun.
It's
a good time of year. And, but, you know, I fill out the brackets just to fill them out. But we're doing the bracket challenge on ESPN Coastal,
right.
And I think I'm in last place.
I was in first place.
Of course you were, because you're the
But man. I got to thank the coach, that's Russell DeMasi. He called me up when that kid got hurt, Virginia, and I had Virginia win the whole thing. He says, Dad, you got to change your bracket. I said, what are you talking about? Because I did my bracket right away on Monday.
Right.
He said, did you know the sixth man from Virginia got hurt? How's it going? So it's simply amazing. I changed it. I got Michigan State now. My son saved me, so I was in first place going up to. But I did have Buffalo and Marshall before he told me to change it. I also had College of Charleston last night. Almost had a big win last night for them.
Yeah, it's been crazy, and I think there's just such a paradigm nowadays in the March Madness and NCAA tournament that there are so many teams now that it doesn't matter what conference you're in. I mean, look at the Big 12. Like, they're terrible. Have they even won a game yet? Is that the Big 12 or the Pac-12, the Pac-10? One of them out west. We, you know, out west teams, whatever.
We don't have a statistician sending something to our ear
right here.
So.
We need a statistician. We're hiring.
So
for free.
But anyway,
do it for free.
Come on by. It's a live remote. We have firemen from Washington, D.C. come over here. We have a lot of people from Savannah. Stop and stay high. We're doing a live remote at 226 Drayton Street. If you don't know where that is, that's the Green Fire Pizza restaurant. And you'll see the big ESPN tent. It's the coach.
And Makos.
It's Makos. And it's Pee-wee.
Pee-wee the Pig.
Come on. Take a picture with Pee-wee the Pig. Melissa will be later on down with the fire guys showing the pig off and raising money for charity for burn victims.
That's right.
So, all right, well, we're done with this segment. We didn't talk what we wanted to talk about, but it's always a lot of fun. Next up, we're hoping he shows up, and we're going to talk a little saucy Johnson Lady Adams Smashers state championship with the head coach, Brandon Lindsay. You're listening to the Coach of Makos right here on
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hillhead.
Now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio with Melissa Makos.
And happy St. Patty's Day, and welcome back to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio. Savannah Hilton, Ed, I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm the coach, and I'm here with my sidekick now.
The Makos.
The Makos, former WTOC sports reporter. Now she's turned tides and turned trade. She's a teacher.
Yeah, what was I thinking?
I don't know what you were thinking about. The line. Well, you got better hours. You can go, you know, the hours are better. You can work out and everything else.
I always talk about people. That's the biggest question that people ask me is, why did you leave TV to go into teaching? And I think it's a calling. It really is. My mom was a teacher. My dad was a teacher. My sister's a teacher. My aunt was a dean of a college in New Jersey. My uncle's a principal of a high school in New Jersey. My cousin's a teacher. So it's kind of in my blood.
I gotcha. I've been doing it all my life,
but
too.
This is fun. I love talking sports, and this is nice to be able to have this opportunity.
Perfect
to
segue. We got a teacher waiting on the ESPN Savannah
love
Smiles
it.
Mobile hotline. You got to give this guy a big kudos. He's turned a program into one of the best programs in the state. Just to give you a little more facts about this program, I got to get my notes here. The paper just got blown away. You know, they've been to the Final Four three straight years. They've been to two straight title games. It just so happened they had to play their arch rival last year, and they lost to Beach High School. But they came back this year, and they beat Greater Atlanta Christian 62-50. He's joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline. is the championship coach of the Lady Atom Snatchers from South C. Johnson, and that's, of course, Coach Brandon Lindsay. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, it was a long time coming, and you've dedicated yourself to these girls. You brought them along, and now you're right up there with you, and I'll never forget that. Your TV interview that nobody believes in you guys, and I told you, Coach, I believe in you, and I'm glad you got the job done.
Yes, sir. I certainly appreciate that, Carl. You were right there. You told me one day, I think it was before a game, you came over, you shook my hand, and then you said, I believe. And I knew exactly what you were talking about. But, yes, sir, it's just a great feeling right now. You know, everyone's, you know, celebrating, having a great time, and it was just a good feeling just to represent for the city of Savannah.
Well, you've done a great job, and my new co-host, Melissa Makos, former WTOC sports reporter, has a question for you. Melissa, meet Brandon Lindsay. You got to meet this guy. He's very energetic. He's just like you. I call him Vitamin B instead of Vitamin M.
Oh, maybe we could get him into CrossFit. Coach, how are you?
Hey, Melissa, how you doing?
I'm good. Congratulations. How important is it for you guys to have gone up there to make it and played Greater Atlanta Christian, a school from Atlanta that everyone was saying was going to blow you guys out, and here you are holding the state championship trophy, and we got back-to-back years of a Savannah school. How special is that, not just for Savannah, but for Johnson High School?
Well, it's special for us, it's given the fact that it's the first state title in girls basketball history at the school, so that's a great accomplishment in and of itself. Secondly, I think we're the second public school to win a state championship. So that's also a remarkable feat. And then given the fact that we had to play against a team that was highly regarded, such as Greater Atlanta Christian, you know, it made that championship win, you know, just, you know, it was just a relief and just a remarkable feeling, because everyone kind of, you know, there was just – And for every team in the state, you know, we always get compared to those teams that are in the Atlanta area or the North Georgia area. And so it just made it even much, you know, more sweeter just for us to, it just made it sweeter for us to get that victory over a team that was just highly regarded, such as Greater Atlanta Christian. You know, it was so much talk about them having four Division I signees,
right,
that, the third, but it didn't matter. You got to prove it. Sorry, I struggled myself there.
What's really impressive is that, again, Beach won it last year, and Beach beat you guys. So we had two schools from Savannah in the championship game. But, yeah, I feel like Savannah still gets no love on the hardwood, especially in on the girls' side.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's just one of those things. You know, the media market in Atlanta is so huge and far-reaching that we kind of get overlooked, we kind of get overshadowed a little bit. But I got to tell you, that's just in the media, but basketball aficionados, they understand that state championships, they run through the city of Savannah on the boys and the girls side. So
yes,
it's not uncommon for us here in the city of Savannah to have a couple teams or a team in the state championship game in the Final Four every year.
And you're listening to the Coach of Makos. We're talking to the head coach of the Class 3A state champion, girls state champions, the Lady Atom Smashers, South C. Johnson, Brandon Lindsay. Well, Coach, you got a bunch of girls on that team. Gina Copeland stepped up big in that game. Jemiah Cutter, Jasmine Thompson, Samariana, or I call her Bubbles Williams. I know you want to speak about your girls. Tell us about the girls and what this means to them.
Oh, wow. For them, it's just one of those things that I guess they were saying that they've always wanted to kind of set me up a little bit there, because I was always talking to them about, you know, championship teams and having championship conversations with them. So it was a great feeling for them, especially for my seniors, because we've been super tough on our seniors since they came in the door as freshmen. And for them, it was just a feeling of a sense of accomplishment with Bubbles going out with a championship. And she has gone under-recruited, and everyone knows that in the local area, and I guess on the state level now, that she can play Division I basketball, but she's getting overlooked because of her stature. Gianna Copeland, you know, she's gone overlooked a little bit as well. So, I mean, you know, that game that we won, it was a total team effort, and we had contributions from everyone on the roster. But my girls, they're just excited. They're just elated and overwhelmed with joy. And they're just excited about having the opportunity to defend their state championship next year.
Well, you lose a couple of key players, and you know, you're talking about next year. Just tell me what it's like playing in a region with high groves, islands. People don't give that region any credit. They just think it's you and Meech. But those fun to prove.
Well, actually, I mean, to be honest with you, we have some good competition here. You have a team like Jenkins that's an up-and-coming team, you know, and they push us. And Savannah High Island is also on the rise. And they made the state to play the state playoffs this season as well for the first time in history. So congratulations to Coach Silas over there. That was a great job. Jenkins State playoffs, they have some great players there. And then, of course, it's us and Beats. They are in the conversation. You know, I don't want to say perennially, but what we are in the conversation year in, year out. And so that's a great position to be. And I think we get pushed, you know, throughout the season, and it prepares us. And our schedule in the non-conference as well, you know, we try to play the who's who of basketball, of Georgia basketball. And so that kind of prepares us for those long state championships, you know, for those long runs in the state tournament. But, yeah, but it's good basketball to be played here in the city of Savannah.
To the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio with Melissa Makos.
And welcome back. We had a little Wi-Fi connection there, disconnected, because from what I understood with the president, vice president, cut Wi-Fi, but we got it back. We never finished the interview, so we're waiting to get Coach Brandon Lindsay back online, because we were talking about the South Sea Johnson Lady Adaspation State Championship. Just a great story about how they can, you know, come back and they battle with Beach four times a year. And, you know, back-to-back, we had Beach last year, we had Johnson this year.
I absolutely love it. It really gives some clout to Savannah basketball. We know that Savannah basketball is legit, but I don't think the rest of the state of Georgia knows. Even with these state championships from Beach last year and Johnson this year, I still think we get no love. We're like Rodney Dangerfield. No respect, I tell you, no respect. But, hey, we're just going to keep doing what we do and keep bringing those championship trophies back to the 912 area code and, you know, show everybody what's up. Show them that we're legit on the hardwood, and I love it. And Coach Lindsay, I mean, clearly, obviously, they have started maybe perhaps a tradition at Johnson High School, and I love it because it sounds like he is getting that program where it needs to be and their first state championship.
Coach, you back on?
Yes, sir.
Well, we're sorry. We would thank you for come on, and the Wi-Fi connection went off. But once again, like I said, great job. Johnson High School boys and girls are now known throughout the state. A lot of credit for your hard work for getting those girls where they got and winning that state championship.
Yes, sir. Well, I thank you. I also would like to thank my assistant coaches, Ilona Levette, Shawanda Hanton, Sierra Kirkland. Man, they put in a lot of work as well. You know, I'm just a figurehead, you know, but we work collectively to get the job done. I just thank the parents as well and the community at large. And I just thank you also, sir, for doing what you do for sports in the city of Savannah, Georgia, sir.
Well, Brandon, you know, I love basketball. I love the kids here, no matter what school they go to. I like the coaches. The coaches do a great job. People don't realize how much time and is spent with these young athletes and molding them to what they're going to be later on in life outside of the sport they're playing, and you're doing a great job over there with those young ladies.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I thank you for that. It does take a lot of time, and, you know, it's a labor of love.
All right, Coach, enjoy St. Patty Day, and go Adam Smashes.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Carl. Take care.
I mean, just a great story.
I love it.
So we're a little behind schedule here. We're supposed to be talking with Frank, the big guy, Silkowski. He was at the Air National Guard waiting for the vice president to come in. We're going to try and get in touch with him. But if we can't, we'll talk a little more March Madness.
I think we can talk sports, Carl.
I think
so. We don't have a problem talking and chatting a little bit. Sometimes we chat too much.
And don't forget, we're doing a live remote. We're at 226 Drayton Street. We're at the Green Fire Pizza Restaurant.
236.
Sorry, 236. I keep on saying what? 226?
Yeah, 226. Wasn't that a TV show?
I don't know. 236. You can't miss it. You'll see the ESPN tent. You'll see the big guy in a green jersey. You'll see the Lucky Charms. What is it?
Pee Wee Pig Life.
Pee Wee Pig Life, raising money for burn victims. So stop on by, say hello. And it's all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
more Carl DeMasi with Melissa Makos on ESPN WSEG.
And happy St. Patty's Day, and welcome back to the Coach and Makos. You might be listening to us for 5 minutes, for 15 minutes, whatever it may be. We thank you. It's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and now my co-host since October.
Yes.
It's October already, Melissa Makos. And this is one thing I wanted to do. I wanted to get these two people together because these two people have watched the young athletes grow in this town. They've covered them from the time they've been in Sandlot, from the time they've been in Little League, from the time they went to high school, and they get a chance to watch them at the next level. And what I think is pretty special, I'm not just saying this because I really do like this guy that's coming on next. I really do. But to call high school or to follow this, these kids in high school and then go to a college game, fill in as the play-by-play broadcaster for Georgia Southern Baseball, and on the mound is a kid that you watched grow through the middle schools through the high school is simply special. And he's joining us now on the ESPN, Savannah Mobiles.
Carl, put down the drink.
I'm not drinking either. The Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline. You got me thrown here. The big guy, Frank Sulkowski from WJCL. Hey, Frank, what's up?
Well, you know, just a typical Saturday morning, watching the Vice President of the United States arrive in Savannah. I thought I was going to have a nice St. Patrick's Day morning, but I drew the assignment of going out to the 165th Air, waiting and getting his arrival here in Savannah. So I saw Air Force Two land and saw him get off the plane and all that good stuff, and we sent him downtown. He's headed that way now.
So, Frank, that is not sports.
No, but you know me.
They must think highly of you to cover the vice president.
If there's snow, it doesn't matter. I'll do whatever they need me to do. So, it was one of those things where, it was a Saturday morning. They need a little bit of help. Hey, that's what I'm here for.
Well, you've done it. Hurricane, snow, whatever it may be, you're out there. And what I thought was pretty special was last Saturday when you got to call the Georgia Southern baseball game, and on the hill for the Southern Mississippi Golden Eagles was Stevie Powell. How did that make you feel?
I tell you what, last weekend was pretty special. I knew going into the baseball season, the college baseball season, that I was going to be needed to do the play-by-play for Georgia Southern baseball when they went to Southern Miss. Little did I know that when the season started, Stevie Powers was named one of the starters and was starting most Saturday games. So when I knew that, I put him, went ahead and told him I was coming, looking forward to it. Got over to Hattiesburg, and Friday morning we went out to lunch and had a chance to visit. And then, of course, Saturday, he goes out there in the first game of a doubleheader on Saturday and registers a career-high 10 strikeouts as Southern Miss would knock off Georgia Southern. And it was so cool because, that's part of the thing, and probably the thing I love most about my job, is getting a chance to follow these student-athletes as they go through high school, as they move on and become, whether it's college student-athletes, just going to college, and then, growing up, becoming parents, becoming whatever they want to do. Watching them grow right before your eyes, they almost become like your own little brothers and sisters, or sometimes your own children, especially when you're around them as much as we are. So to be there to watch Stevie pitch collegiately after, covering him at Benedictine and all the things he did there was truly a memory that I'll remember for a long time.
So, Frank, the big guy, Sulkowski, other than Stevie Powers, who are some of the other athletes that you remember making it the pro that you have fun covering them when they were in sports?
We had a chance to see Stevie, when he was in Savannah, playing football, playing baseball, winning state championships in both sports at Benedictine. And it's one of those things where, I don't think they're, when we talk about the most decorated high school student athletes to come out of Savannah, ours is definitely in that conversation. And to see what he's doing at the collegiate level, winning games, really contributing to a solid program. I mean, you're talking about You know, the two-time winners of Conference USA. Last year they hosted the NCAA Regional. And again, he hasn't skipped a beat this year and is pitching real well. You know, and it's just fun to watch guys like that. I mean, heck, and then you even look at, you know, a guy he hooked up with a lot in high school in Brad Stewart up there getting ready for his senior year at Georgia Tech to be able to watch the things that he's done. You know, it's fun watching that. You know, and then I even break things down a little bit further. You know, watching a guy like Malik Benlevy from Jenkins playing for Georgia State, getting into the NCAA tournament, that was awesome. How about Chris Coakley, a guy who shined at Savannah High, went over to UAB and just had an amazing career there, you know, getting, you know, first-team all-conference honors and being able to see the things he's done. Again, I think that is the most rewarding part, is watching these guys and girls go and, you know, continue to shine, leave their mark. And their mark isn't always left, you know, on the field and court. Sometimes it's going, making the grade, graduating with honors, or just graduating, period, and coming back to Savannah, raising a family, and being good citizens. I mean, that's all part of it. And just like you guys, you know, we get to be around it so much, and it's a very special part of it where, again, may not be related as far as blood goes, but we're all related because, you know, we're representing Anna out there, and we got to take care of our own.
Well, Coach, we're having a little bit of problems with the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, and we're going to have to go to commercial break, and thank you for being on.
All righty.
All right, we're out of here. Remember, following show, you got the explosive recruiting show with Calvin Wilson and Jim Johnson talking about all the local kids who are getting recruited. I say it every week. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and whatever you may be doing may be the greatest week ever until next week. And always hit it out of park. You've been listening to The Coach
and Makos
right here on ESPN Radio,
Savannah Hilton.
And it's AM 1400, FM 104.3, and, of course, 92.7 over in Hilton Island. Hey, have a good week. Go down to the beach, start running. I'm out of here.
Me too.
See you guys next week. All right, we're out of here. Remember, following show, you got the explosive recruiting show with Calvin Wilson and Jim Johnson talking about all the local kids who are getting recruited. I say it every week. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and whatever you may be doing may be the greatest week ever until next week. And always hit it out of park. You've been listening to The Coach
and Makos
right here on ESPN Radio,
Savannah Hilton.
And it's AM 1400, FM 104.3, and, of course, 92.7 over in Hilton Island. I'm out of here.
Me too.
See you guys next week.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.